Hello and welcome to the Rate Good Sheffield podcast for Monday, 27th July 2026, bringing you the latest news, events and updates from across the Steel City. We start with Tramlines, which has wrapped up after another huge weekend of music at Hillsborough Park and fringe events across Sheffield. Thousands of people attended across the 3 days, with highlights including Rick Astley joining Blossoms on stage and Reverend and the Makers welcoming Sheffield legend Richard Hawley during their performance. The cleanup is now underway and organisers have already confirmed Tramlines will return from the 23rd to the 25th of July 2027, although no artists have been announced yet. A huge thank you goes to everyone who performed, worked, volunteered, served customers, transported festival goers, or helped keep Sheffield moving throughout the weekend. And the question today is, who would be your dream Tramlines headliner next year? Arctic Monkeys, The Prodigy, or somebody completely new? The wristbands may be coming off, but the ringing ears could be staying until Wednesday. Police are appealing for help to find 67-year-old Mary, who has not been seen since the 8th of July. Mary is described as Asian, around 5 feet 4 inches tall, with long grey hair. She is known to visit the Ecclesall Road area. Anyone who sees Mary or has information about where she may be should contact South Yorkshire Police. Please share only confirmed information and help bring Mary home safely. 6 fire crews have tackled a difficult woodland fire off Dyke Vale Road in Sheffield. Dry and windy conditions allowed the deep-seated blaze to spread, with firefighters using a specialist Polaris vehicle to reach the centre of the fire. Residents are being urged not to light outdoor fires and to take extra care with barbecues and cigarettes during the continuing dry conditions. The owners of Aesthetes Coffee and Kitchen say they are heartbroken after a serious early morning fire badly damaged their Crosspool cafe. Kitchen equipment and the customer area were affected, with an electrical fault believed to be one possible cause. The company's Walkley cafe remains open, and our thoughts are with the owners, staff and customers affected. Traders at Sheffield's Moor Market say they are working hard to rebuild shoppers' confidence following its 2-week closure. The market reopened on the 13th of July after businesses were required to dispose of affected stock. Some traders say they received no financial support while they were unable to operate. Independent businesses are now hoping Sheffield shoppers will return and help them recover lost income. Urban Outfitters is coming to Sheffield after agreeing to open an 8,500 square foot store within the heart of the city development. The fashion and lifestyle retailer will move into a unit on Pinstown Street, with fitting out work expected to begin in the coming weeks. In football, Sheffield United manager Chris Wilder has confirmed the club is interested in bringing Leicester City defender Harry Soutar back to Bramall Lane. The Australian international previously impressed during a loan spell with the Blades, although Leicester's reported asking price could make a permanent deal difficult. Meanwhile, Sheffield Wednesday teenager Will Granger says he wants to establish himself in the first team after signing a new 3-year contract. The 17-year-old scored his first senior goal last season and will be hoping to earn more opportunities under manager Henrik Pedersen. And in boxing, Sheffield's Elias the Eagle Sinani has continued his unbeaten professional start with a second-round stoppage victory over Jacob Mara at Doncaster Dome. The Top Boy Boxing Centre prospect produced another confident performance as he continues to build his reputation. Looking at what's on today, the Islamic Summer Club begins at 11 a.m. on Staniforth Road. There is also a Sheffield Fun Puzzle Treasure Hunt from 10 a.m. at the South Street Park Amphitheatre. And this evening, the You Sleuth Augmented Reality Detective Experience takes place across Sheffield City Centre from 7 p.m. That is your Rate Good Sheffield update for Monday, 27th July, 2026.